Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 108, Allie.
It had been hours, days maybe, I didn't know. Imani and Poison sat in the corner, quietly chatting with each other. Doctors rushed up and down the hallways toward Mom's room and some other rooms. I still sat wrapped in Jace's arms, refusing to move in case Imani's mother came back with some news. Any news. A back door opened and two doctors, along with Mrs. Ibarra, walked through them, scanning the emergency room for me and Jace. As soon as I saw them, I hopped up and rushed over, wiping the tears from my cheeks. When can I see her? Is she okay? How bad is it? I asked, unable to hold myself back. Mrs. Ibarra placed a hand on my shoulder and showed no emotion on her face. None. No smile, no frown, no sense of relief or despair. Instead, she looked at me and swallowed. Allie, your mother lost a lot of blood. A lot. Before she could even continue, I took a step back and shook my head. Please, don't continue, I said, knowing this conversation was going nowhere good. My knees gave out, and her voice became distant. From behind, Imani caught me and held me steady. Be strong, Allie. It's what your mom would have wanted. So I stood up a little straighter on trembling legs and grabbed Jace's hand as hard as I could. If you're going to tell me that Mom died, I can't hear it. My lips trembled. Please, spare me the pain and heartbreak, Mrs. Ibarra, please. Mrs. Ibarra swallowed hard and took me into her arms, rocking us back and forth. She and Jamal's mom had always been like second mothers to me, especially after Dad died. Resting her cheek on my head, she said, Your mother has fallen into a coma and is in the ICU. We don't know when or if she'll awaken. My entire body fell weak. Limp, almost. Mom might not be dead, but she was unresponsive. In a coma. Near death, maybe. You can see her now, Mrs. Ibarra said, looking up at Jace. Please, go with her. Scooping my hand in his, Jace followed Imani's mother and pulled me down the hallway toward the ICU. We waited in an elevator, went up three floors, and paused when we reached a frighteningly quiet one. My stomach turned and twisted, nerves getting the best of me. I squeezed Jace's hand and walked into Mom's room, smacking a hand over my mouth and letting out a sob. Mom, I whispered, though I knew she couldn't hear me. I walked over to her and doubled over her bedside, taking her fragile hand in mine. Mom, I love you so much, so freaking much. You can't leave me. Please, don't ever leave me. And while I didn't expect a response, I still felt like shit when all I heard back were my sobs echoing through the halls. Jace crouched behind me, sliding one hand around my waist and pulling me close. All I could do was turn toward him and wrap him into a hug. Jace Harbor was the only family I had left.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.